Number 13, Fort Vancouver.
Washington, you are there. The year 1836. The United States and Great Britain both claim the Pacific Northwest as their own. But it's a British fur trading outfit, the Hudson's Bay Company, that actually controls the territory. The company's regional headquarters are located where the Columbia and Willamette Rivers meet. It's known as Fort Vancouver. We go now to the fort and Washington Centennial reporter Steve Glover.
The Union Jack flies proudly here atop the stockade. This outpost, far from the centers of civilization, houses a beehive of activity. Around me are workshops, a flour mill, a bakery, and it seems there are even some cultural amenities from the home country. Presiding over this trading empire is the chief factor, or director, Dr. John McLaughlin. He's a lanky, commanding figure known to the Indians as White Eagle, for his long white hair and shaggy beard.
No, you fool! Put the furs over
Some
there!
Some of McLaughlin's employees complain that he is an ill-tempered tyrant. But Americans who have stopped at the fort report that he's a gracious host. Dr. McLaughlin, tell me, sir, how do you feel about the Americans trying to settle in an area that you British want for yourselves?
I don't really see how we can keep them from coming. So I try to show these Americans the hospitality that any civilized people deserve.
What about your most recent guests?
Oh, you must mean the Whitmans. Protestant missionaries from New York. They have some scheme to settle among the Cayuse Indians. Very risky.
Your advice?
They're going to do what they want to do. And the devil take anyone who tries to tell them otherwise.
After a disagreement with his superiors, Dr. John McLaughlin resigns from the Hudson's Bay Company. He builds a large home near the Willamette River and becomes an American citizen.